Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining us, slight change of position and everything else, but hey, you know, we shift, we adapt. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I am so grateful for you and GCN. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, well. I'm sure GCN will be thrilled to hear that. What have we done that we didn't know about?
You told the truth.
Oh.
You told the truth. I mean, the media these days, Bill, is absolutely poisonous. Telling the truth is the actions of a brave individual these days.
Well, you know, I don't think of it in those terms. The problem with embellishing,
sure, you're right,
the problem with any of that some of these other places do is that eventually it always proves to sort of blow up in their face.
Yes,
and they may be lying, and they may lie. I mean, some people like Joe Biden, they lie to themselves. See, Joe Biden thinks he got 81 million votes. So, you know, he's lied to himself. So, when you know, you can't really reach people like that. The only thing that you, me, or any of us can do is try to have our own code and then try to live by our code. And, you know, that's character, right? Character's the hard stuff you do when nobody's looking.
Well, and one of the things we do to encourage good character is we acknowledge it when we see it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
The media has sold this lie that civilian gun owners are dangerous. I mean, look at the language. This came up. You gave me some stats, and I'll talk about them later. I was talking to the guys at Buckeye Firearms, Dean Reich. And, I mean, think about it. If you're wearing a polyester uniform and the government pays your paycheck, that they call it a patrol rifle, and the media calls it a personal defense weapon. But if I take that same piece of plastic and steel and my wife takes it out of the safe because she hears the glass break, now it's an assault weapon. Hmm. That's propaganda. That's not journalism.
Oh, no. Well, and, you know, the other thing about journalists is that When you hear the term journalist, you're thinking about somebody that's like digging in there. They're going through all the filing cabinets. They're looking for that. They find the obscure witness that was there that saw everything that happened, and you know they find out the truth before anybody else knows, and it's earth shattering. And actually, right, most of them are just pulling it off the topic tracker. There's a subscription service, and topic trackers, by the way, are about the same as Facebook. You know, you're on Facebook, so
right,
like some of the things that pop up that show up on your feed are all designed based upon the stuff that you do. So even though they're not big gun people on there, they'll show you gun things and, you know, gun stuff and, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that here and there and stuff geared towards that kind of person. And topic trackers, when after Parkland happened here locally. And you remember that happened on Valentine's Day. One of the local TV stations said, and this is the 19th event of its type that has happened this year, straight out of the Everytown playbook.
Right.
Straight out of the Giffords. And, that's not journalism. That's not reporting. That's just reading. So.
And again, I'm going to quote the media again, quoting Giffords. The thing that I noticed is the way they stereotype gun owners. We're a bunch of old, white, rural rednecks, even though half of new gun owners are minority urban women.
Yeah.
So, other than 180% wrong, now, why do they do that? And my colleague John Richardson picked up on something. I want to share it. Sure. Yeah, we got, not a lot of time, but we got a little time. And that's
4 minutes, right?
Yeah. It's called a preference cascade. They don't want other urban minority women to know that they are a growing segment of the gun-owning population. These women go, man, the world is more dangerous than I realized when I was growing up. I want to protect myself, but, I don't want to be the first person to do it, and I don't know anybody else who does. Well, what if they found out that it was not only accessible to them, it was common. In fact, they are one of the largest segments of new gun owners. Then more urban women would go, I've wanted to. I guess I really should take the time and do it. And it's just like what we've seen in constitutional carry. At first, no states did it. And now more and more, that is possible. We could do that.
Yeah. The and I think I've already shared this with you, so if I'm getting repetitive, please tell me. But after Newtown, they did a study after Newtown, and 56% of America thought that kind of thing happened all the time.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, that is the percentage of America that is the low-info voter. And this is the percent. The low-info voter is the kind of person that turns on the TV and only gets, they can repeat verbatim what they see on TV, or if they read a paper or something like that, they can repeat it verbatim. And they believe it. There's no critical thinking involved in this. This is, today Bigfoot showed up and he made the sky fall. And then, they're on Facebook, did you hear about Bigfoot? And, putting it out there because they don't look at anything and assess it themselves. They don't get out there and crank that out. I mean, I've said it more than once. I am not the all master being of time, space, and dimension. I get stuff wrong. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to. Whenever I'm doing something, I'm doing my very level best to tell the truth. And I define the truth as the facts that are valid at the point,
right.
At that point in time. Now, that's not political truth. Political truth is all defined by who's in charge, by who's in power.
Well, but what you're saying, given the best information we have today, this is what we know.
Right.
But that's not what the rest of the media is doing.
No.
So, and you pointed this out, they repeat themselves every 20 minutes. There's only 20 minutes of news a day. Well, you don't repeat yourself. You put on a three-hour show. You don't repeat yourself once a week, let alone every 20 minutes. So,
it depends on if it's developing and everything. I might repeat myself. But
here's what we just learned.
I don't knowingly try to repeat myself and stuff. But if it develops, but I mean, that's why. That's the other reason. And I don't have the time to point this out. Tell people, we'll talk about this in the next segment. Tell people how to find you and what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. And once a week, thank you, Bill, I get to join you in the Ninjas.
That is it. That is all of, that's not all the stuff, but anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Access Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Access's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Access has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Access Sights.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Products.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Rob Morrison, we were just talking about the media. And let me give you some headlines at Fox News, FoxNews.com right now. Number two story. Behar stuns McCain with joke about first actively open gay NFL player. This coming from The View. Are you glad to know that? Do you feel informed?
I don't even think that's true.
Then
some of them said they were gay after they left their active football career.
Is that news?
Is that significant in any way?
Maybe
there was once upon a time when we thought no one was gay, but no, now, in fact, now the way gay people are portrayed in the media, we think more people are gay than actually are. So, yeah it's like not news.
Number five story. Liberal CNN host struggling program plunges to new low. They're talking about Brian Stelter, the potato. You know, they got nobody to talk to, you know, no Trump, so now they just exist in a vacuum. Is that news?
I would say not Stelter, but perhaps the fact that without Trump to sensationalize, to demonize, no one's listening to CNN. They're not enough of us trapped in airports to sell soap to. Yeah, I get it. It's minor news.
Emergency crew rescues sex doll after mistaking it for drowning woman.
What network carried that?
FoxNews.com. Woman stops squirrel thief by using Vaseline on bird feeder. They're so greedy.
There's no news. There's nothing of significant.
Vin Diesel explains feud with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, Elizabeth Hurley wore a bikini again. So every time Elizabeth Hurley does that, they show Elizabeth Hurley, which, you know, that's okay with me. But anyway. I think part of the problem with media today is that media today is trying to be everything to everybody.
Oh, we have to show everything.
Under the guise of news. Now, news is a very boring, dry topic. I'm not going to try to put out there that there's no bias in what I do. There's plenty of bias in what I do. My bias is based upon data. And the reason I niche myself with guns is because I can look at the way they go after guns and I can see the way they're doing the same thing for climate change. And I can see the way they're doing the same thing for socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So the same template is in place, except the linchpin to this, to them actually pulling this off, would be for them to disarm us. And then we're done. And that's why I have niched myself to this. Now, because of that, I don't have to be concerned when, you know, beyond a passing interest of, a quick glance of when Elizabeth Hurley wears a bikini. That's not something I ever talk about when I'm on the air. I don't talk about Joy Behar unless it's, you know, Joy Behar being a leftist. As far as getting out there and making off-color jokes and everything else, I don't even watch TV.
Right.
Because I'm not one of the 56%.
I don't, as you say, there's no news that they're trying to sell that I need to know. Isn't that amazing? They, with all their resources, can't. You're right. We have to cover the approved topics, and yet they miss so much that is of enormous significance. Wow. Wow. Well, I did notice that more and more journalists are leaving and telling the world that the network has no clothes. Did you see that on Project Veritas again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the shine is coming off the apple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... After a while, the only people that are not worried about what people think about them, it's obvious by the way they comport themselves as they go about their job, to me, is Congress.
Right.
Everybody else wants to be liked, and everybody else wants to be admired, and everybody else wants to be, they want to be approved of, but not Congress. They're too busy out there being important and, having drinks with each other.
But isn't this crazy? The media thinks it's significant because they tell us what they think the establishment wants us to hear. What a backwards view of the news.
Yeah, but there's some of them, with some of them, it's very important to them to control the narrative.
Right.
Like their top story at Fox News, which is actually an interesting one to me. In New Jersey, they were trying to remove all the holiday names from the calendar for schools, right?
Okay.
And that's interesting since they're also introducing critical race theory in schools. And the parents are pushing back, and they're being characterized as radical right-wing fanatics. For actually saying, well, what's wrong with there being an Arbor Day? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with Halloween? So,
right.
That's interesting, but at the same time, as they try to control the narrative, and this is Fox News. I'm not convinced that Fox News is a conservative outlet. Not because of anything nefarious, but if you look at a Republican from New York, and say, stick him in Louisiana, he looks a lot like a Democrat.
Looks like a Democrat, right.
He looks like a Democrat. Coming up on the next break, how do they find you?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast once a week. If I do my job right, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both the East and West Coasts are in for a toasty day. The National Weather Service in New York saying a heat advisory is in place and temperatures could feel like 100 degrees or more in parts of New York and New Jersey. Meantime, folks in the Pacific Northwest also dealing with more sweltering temperatures, as it's expected to reach 107 degrees in Seattle. Seattle resident Pat Andrew tells USA Radio News his city's not used to temperatures this hot.
We don't have a lot of super hot weather, so when it hits us, you know, people are kind of unprepared for it. We don't, you know, all the houses, some of the businesses don't have air conditioning.
A federal judge dismissed antitrust lawsuits the federal government and most states filed against Facebook. This is USA Radio News. Legal immigrants are speaking out regarding how one state is treating illegal immigrants.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States as the due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cavana says an investigation is underway regarding what happened to a condo that collapsed near Miami Beach. 10 people are dead and 151 are still missing. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Rob Morse, and in breaking news, according to TownHall.com, the For the People Act has been defeated in the Senate. It fell to the filibuster.
Good.
Yeah, that was a for me, that would have been a one of those points where I'm thinking, okay, that could be a Civil War action right there.
Wow. Wow. Why do you say that?
Well, because they were going to, it was a 10th Amendment violation. They were, you know, the states get to run their own elections. The feds wanted to take over all control of the elections and the way they go.
Right.
They don't like voter ID, although they got, you got to show an ID card to get ephedrine.
Right.
Or Benadryl,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
right.
And they, especially after their admission in Newsweek magazine, where they had this coordinated effort to make sure the election achieved the proper result. That their words, not mine.
Yes, yes, no. And you know what? Isn't that Bill? I'm thinking back. Other than those sort of fireside chats directly to the people, I forget his name. It just escaped me. The short little guy ran EDS, ran for president, Ross Perot. And now we've got Mike Lindell of MyPillow is actually doing journalism that the mainstream media doesn't do.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling in these people who investigate elections. The media won't talk to you about it. Here it is. You can go find it on the internet. We live in fascinating times. Bill, I want to divert us, and we don't have to. We can go back to the media.
Please.
We both have lots to say. You gave me something significant. You had this graphic.
Yeah.
And I asked you for it. Oh, it's almost 2 weeks ago now. I went back and looked up the primary sources and updated it. I'll share it with you, but the more you dig into this, the more significant it goes. Would you mind if I shared it again, the updated results?
Please.
Okay. There are about 330 million people in the United States. We had 39,000 deaths that involved a firearm. That was the latest year we have statistics, 2019. With the statistics, you have to dig deeper. 24,000 of those, or 61%, were suicide. That leaves 15,000 homicides. That's where one person kills another person. And half of those murders occurred in just 2% of our counties. Of those homicides, the 15,000, 80% were murders that were involved drug gangs, either gang on gang or you didn't pay me or you want to steal my drugs. So,
right.
Got it. 12,000 gang murders a year. That's significant. But that's not what the media talks about when they talk about honest gun owners. There were 3,000 homicides that weren't suicide or gang related out of 300 million. Wow. Now, even out of those 3,000, there's still some things that the news media doesn't properly portray. About a little over 300 were from police officers, a very similar number were from civilians defending themselves. Now, just slightly more, right around 400, were the accidental deaths involving a firearm. Here's where the numbers get really cloudy. We know that about 250 children under 14 were accidentally killed with a firearm. We don't know who pulled the trigger. Was that another child? Oh, you didn't secure your firearm. Or was that an impaired adult who might have been, you know, either had a negligent discharge or was on drugs and did something stupid and the child was in. So we know who the victim was. We have a body. We can tell the age. We don't know the cause of the death of those 250 children. So let's put that in perspective. There were almost a fifth of a million accidental deaths in the United States. So about one in 400 accidental deaths is from a firearm. If you look at it another way, one gun out of a million is involved in an accident. One gun in 1.6 is used to injure a child. That leaves less than 2,000 deaths that were from either criminal intent or crime of passion. So when someone says, we need more gun control to make the United States safer, that's to reduce something that's already less than 2,000 deaths a year. That's a rounding error.
Well, I mean, there's 3,054 counties in the United States.
Okay.
And only 75 of them have a gang violence issue.
Right.
Out of 3,054. As a matter of fact, one thing that isn't in that graphic, I think if you were to look it up, I think Lott said it, there's 54% of counties in the United States that don't, or there's a high percentage, over half, that don't experience any homicides.
Any homicide. And
of any type.
If you and I were to make bets, those are the counties where gun ownership is high rather than rare.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Where people are allowed to get... The specter of the concealed carrier is a very big deterrent for most people. I mean, crime still happens without a doubt. It doesn't ever stop. But it is definitely a deterrent. But yeah, the actual numbers. That's why they conflate it, though. That's why they don't ever. That's why the gun grabbers never do a breakdown that you just did. Because if they did it, well then, well they would look like they were on our side.
Here's the proof, and your numbers gave this to me, Bill. I'm so grateful. We're about 1,000 times more likely to use a gun for self-defense than be the innocent victim of a criminal use of a firearm. So guns are almost always used for good. And if you then disarm the law-abiding U.S. public, we're not going to reduce the criminals. We're far more likely to get more of us hurt because we can't defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
The numbers stack up 1,000 to 1, it's just jaw-dropping to me.
Well, I mean, I say this for the laugh out louds, but when it comes to statistics, right?
Yeah.
If one of the things the gun grabbers were to say, or that they say all the time, were to actually turn out to be true, I would have to take a look at that and reconsider every statistic out there. Except the problem is, it has never happened that way.
Right.
I mean, every time somebody's out there and they're going to have concealed... I tell you what, we'll talk about this. And on the other side, we're tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you do out there in the interwebs and in the world.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. You can find my blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. And from there, I take some of that information, Bill and I talk about it with him and the ninjas.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been talking about the media and stats and everything else. And I'll throw out this challenge right now for any of you gun grabbers out there. And I use one very special rule of thumb. I call it the Bigfoot rule of thumb. If one track, one Bigfoot track, were to be authentic, then that means that everybody has to rethink anthropology as far as man's development, because apparently there has been at least one Bigfoot. So, if you can show me one stat that you tout all the time, which you tout a lot of them, and actually prove it to me, I'll look at it twice. But not to you.
Yeah, I like that. Bill, another way to say that, show us one gun control law that gave us peace. Just one. You've got 23,000 regulations. My God, we should have achieved it by now.
Well, I mean, I saw something today. Somebody was talking about how important it is, universal background checks, and the Brady campaign, or the Giffords campaign, was talking about 300,000 people stopped from purchasing guns at gun shops. Okay. We didn't, you know, you didn't talk about how many of those were false negatives. Because I believe John Lott figured out that 92% of all of those turn out to be false negatives, so they end up getting a gun anyway. The other part is they don't talk about how their incessant demand for gun control leads to more people buying guns than were buying guns before they called it to their attention. Gun grabbers, they're an interesting lot.
If gun control worked, California and New Jersey should be a peaceful paradise. When last time I was in Richmond, I've been there, I've been to northern Los Angeles County, not the place I want to take a stroll with my family after dark. So what happened? It didn't work. Explain it to me. Crickets.
Yep.
Well, Bill, I want to make fun of the mass media again, because something they're doing is pernicious. That means it's deliberately bad. They bombard us with just horrific images after a mass murder, but they seldom show us the mass murders that were stopped by armed citizens, and they never show us the good news to the same extent as the bad. And I think they're trying to sell outrage, because that's the only thing they have. That and pretty girls in bikinis is kind of the only way they can make us sit through 20 minutes of commercials on the mainstream media. That bias against honest gun owners, I think, is fueled by both the advertisers and by the political bias of the news editors.
Yeah.
Fox News used to be old, run by the old man. Now it's his kids running it. Change of editorial staff. They can't admit that guns save lives. They simply can't imagine defending themselves. That's not how they live. And why should they? They pay for private security guards at their condo. I mean, and that's why their business, their office building, has a security guard. Look, they say to the average Joe, if you wanted protection, then you should live like I live. And they can't imagine protecting themselves. They think it ought to be against the law, since they don't do it, for us to do it.
Well,
here's another part. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they project.
Yeah.
They project.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they're out there, you know, the left always defaults to violence. So like when they're out there and they're like, all right, well, constitutional carry is now the law of the land in Texas. One of the things they're saying as they're considering this is, you know, this is going to lead to gunfights over parking spaces.
And they said blood would run in the streets on college campuses. Remember
and
that?
It never happens. It never happens. You know, in college, you know, there's going to be some professor is going to be out there, and one of his quantum physics students is going to take umbrage at the way he characterized his lesson and come up there and go, "All right, Professor Quackenbush, feel your hand," and you know. This is them saying, "Well, this is what I would do."
Right.
This is the way I would react to this. If somebody, you know, the ascendants of like people getting in your business, the Karens of the world out there.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up, if somebody got into my, you know, into any adult's business that I observed, I saw that get dealt with very decisively.
People were shamed. Who did embarrassing things, right?
Yes, but not only were they shamed, they just didn't do it as often.
Right.
And now, I mean, just looking at road rage, I mean, I never saw road rage as a child.
Right.
So, I mean...
Well, okay, but let's... are we going to shame the media over this? They can't admit that licensed gun owners who conceal carry are more law-abiding and non-violent than the police. It's no. Outside their world. I mean, I think we might as well tell them that gun owners are from the moon, because that just does not compute to them. To be fair, most of the guys broadcasting the news don't know anybody who owns a pickup truck either. So,
no.
Bill, you and I are special, but we're not really that special.
Well, the reason we're not that special is because we are the majority of adults.
Right. That's we're pretty darn average when you get
yeah, there. Yeah, I mean, as far as gun owners, going to classes and stuff like that, most gun owners, for example, don't train and go to classes and do that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's about the closest I would come to claiming any sort of special status.
I mean, well, most... You and most I get, of, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like in Camden, right?
Right.
Now, Jaeger has about 6,000 students that come through his stuff every year. but a lot of them are repeats.
Oh.
Right? That doesn't take away from James Yeager at all. But what it does do is it indicates that the people that he has trained think highly enough of his training to keep up their skill set.
Yes. In the sense, I want to underline that. That's so significant. If we only have about 2 minutes. If we did nothing else, that would be good. Hey, you can do better, and you should, and it's perishable. And all of a sudden, their students go, you know, it's been a... And I like James. I'll go back to James. But we are in the golden age of firearms training, so there are lots of great firearms trainers. James is good. Find one that's close that you can have confidence in. But James is saying it's significant. This training makes a difference. And he'd be the first guy to admit, if you don't get it from me, get it from someone.
Right. And even if you get it from him, he recommends going and taking other classes as well. But, I mean, one thing, though, I'm never going back in June. Not going back in June. Never going. And I'm not going to take any more classes in South Carolina in October either.
Right.
So, anyway, before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you and all that other stuff.
There's so much we still want to cover. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's carried at Clash Daily and The Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. Once a week, Bill, thank you for letting me come back. I really enjoy talking to you. I hope we get some feedback from the ninjas. It'd be great to hear from.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. As for me and you, well, I'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.